This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. Testimony is resuming at the criminal hush money trial of former President Donald Trump in New York City. NPR's Andrea Bernstein reports a former tabloid publisher is back on the witness stand, undergoing questioning now by defense lawyers.
David Pecker's sometimes lurid testimony has directly implicated Trump in making hush money payments in the waning days of the 2016 campaign to silence women who said they'd had affairs with Trump. Covering up those payments underlies the 34 counts of falsifying business records at issue in the trial. The defense is eliciting testimony that the National Enquirer frequently bought stories in order to kill them. It's unclear who the next witness will be. Prosecutors aren't saying to prevent Trump from disparaging them. The DA's office has asked the judge to hold Trump in criminal contempt for violating his gag order and to pay $10,000 for each of 10 infractions, including one about David Pecker as recently as Thursday morning. Andrea Bernstein, NPR News, New York.
University protests against the Israel-Hamas war are spreading across the country. Many have been peaceful, but hundreds of people have been arrested, some for violating rules against setting up encampments on campus. Steve Futterman reports from Los Angeles on some skirmishes at UCLA.
On the UCLA campus, there were several brief clashes between pro-Palestinian and pro-Israel protesters. For the moment, UCLA administrators appeared to be willing to allow the encampment to remain in place as long as there is no violence. Marie Salem is one of the protesters and says she supports the Palestinian people.
We are really focused on our demands. First, divestment from corporations.
Corporations that do business with Israel. Meanwhile, at the University of Southern California, the main graduation ceremony there has been canceled. The decision came one day after 93 protesters were arrested and its tent encampment was taken down. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles.
U.S. troops have begun pier construction to facilitate the delivery of food aid into Gaza. Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder says at the same time, there was a mortar attack in the general vicinity of the pier yesterday.
We're aware of reports that a small number of mortars landed in the vicinity of the marshalling yard area for humanitarian assistance that will eventually be the delivery site that this pier will support.
Humanitarian assistance is expected to arrive by sea there as soon as next month. The U.S. military is set to help execute the mission for several months without setting foot within the Gaza Strip, where hunger and starvation are widespread. Aid groups have expressed concern about working within Gaza after attacks. This is NPR News. Egypt has sent a high-level delegation to Israel today with the hope of brokering a ceasefire agreement with Hamas in Gaza. Israel, meantime, is said to still be planning an offensive on the southern city of Rafah, where a majority of Palestinians, more than a million people, are sheltering. Egypt is warning such an attack could be catastrophic for the region. United Methodists at the General Conference in North Carolina are advancing measures to end the church's ban on LGBTQ clergy and same-sex weddings. NPR's Jason DeRose reports.
The proposal, called regionalization, essentially would allow different geographic regions, North America, Europe, Africa, and the Philippines, to make their own rules about ministry. It passed by 78% and still needs to be ratified by local annual conferences in the coming year. By breaking apart the Methodist Church in this way, it's far more likely that its ban on same-sex marriage and LGBTQ clergy could be lifted in the U.S. and possibly Europe. Meanwhile, a separate proposal to remove restrictive language globally is on the agenda for this United Methodist Conference next week. Jason DeRose, NPR News.
The power of trees is evergreen, but of particular note on this Arbor Day. The idea to plant more trees, which safeguard the health and biodiversity of the planet, has spread since 1970, when President Nixon designated National Arbor Day. The Arbor Day Foundation says a half billion new trees have been planted worldwide in the past 50 years, with the goal of planting 500 million more by 2027. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.